This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. And I'm joined in the studio now by Will Conyers. Hello, Will.
Good morning, Doug.
It's a sad day.
It's an unbelievably sad day. The GLBTIQ community, the broadcasting community in Joy has lost a true asset. It's just unbelievable news.
It is indeed.
But in typical Adam Stobbs style, he sent me an email this morning, Doug. Yes, he's already got his internet.
From beyond.
Yeah, he's got his internet set up there. And he's very happy because he's transmogrified. You know how he used to love using words that didn't mean anything? So he has taken his transmogrification and he says all the Botox is free up there. And they're feeding him this cocktail that they call jungle juice. He has no idea what's in it, but it comes with a beach and lots of good-looking men.
Well, at least he's enjoying himself. He has, of course, left a huge, huge gap here at Joy. He did an enormous amount of work here. Most people, of course, know him from Allegro Non Troppo.
Of course.
Which is the longest-running show on Joy. It's been running for 14 years. I've had a message from Peter Forte, who was his
co-host
on that show. Obviously, Peter is a little too distressed to come on here today. Cool. But he says he will say what he wants to say on Sunday's final Allegro. So
Big words.
He said he'd like to thank all the people who've called him to offer their support, and also thank Joy and the President, Stephen Duns, for their tributes to someone who's unique and tireless in their efforts to make life a better place for gays and lesbians. He'll be remembered for his humour, intellect and tireless work, yes, not only for Joy, but various other organisations in which he was involved. For me, personally, he was an exceptional friend and someone who always had words of encouragement when I wasn't feeling very positive. Working with him on Allegro for the past 15 years has been an extremely rewarding experience. In spite of his on-air persona, in real life, he was a kind and compassionate person. Our thoughts go out to his family and especially to his partner, Yoda. We shall all miss him most dreadfully. And that's from Peter Forte. And we've had actually, you know, tons and tons of condolence messages, of course. One of my favourite ones is actually from Archie Lesbica, which is very short compared to Peter's. It just says, a straightforward puff, realist and compassionate. Which I think is a lovely epitaph.
Yeah, that's right. Although I wouldn't say he was a straightforward puff.
The great thing about Alan was, yes, he had a very spiky on-air personality.
Yes.
And he could be very spiky in person as well. But there was, in fact, a huge heart underneath that, which I think everybody who worked with him got to know.
That's right. That's right. I'll never forget, we were doing about our fifth or sixth Broadway at Bedtime. And by that stage, PJ and I knew that Adam Stobbs was someone to be reckoned with. And we actually hadn't actually crossed paths. So at about 3 minutes past 11, the phone rings down at South Melbourne, and you should have seen the look of terror on PJ's face, because he picked up the phone and he turns around to me and says, it's Adam Stobbs, it's Adam Stobbs. And I said, what's wrong? He said, he needs to speak to you. And I said, oh God, Jesus, here we go. And so anyway, he says, that is the most indulgent piece of shit I have ever heard in my life, but it is going to be a very, very good program.
Dean Beck is from Hide and Seek has got in touch. He says, thanks guys for doing this. Hide and Seek has lost its greatest critic and a good friend. I have lost a mentor who will be greatly missed, and love to you both. Also have a message here saying, sorry, I can't get streaming here today. Will there be a podcast when this is done? Yes, there will be a podcast when this is done. Message here from Yoda, Adam's partner. Yes, we will be recording this tribute, and you can have it on a CD. And it will also be going up as a podcast. And Yoda, our very, very best wishes from everyone here at Joy.
Our deepest sympathy.
And our deepest sympathy to you and to Adam's family. And hang on in there, guy. We know what a great guy he was, and we know what a great guy you are too. You took really, really good care of him. Lauren has also tuned in. That's Lauren from Transmission Time, of course. Hi, guys. Tuned in for the tribute. Great work. He was amazing. And amazing is a word that crops up an awful lot in these tributes. A beautiful man with an equally beautiful soul, says Rob Bellman. I will always remember his smile and cheeky outlook on life. And Stephen Duns, our president, says, I'd like to think we can gradually get over the shock and emotion and move to remembering the positive. His positive life, his wit, his wicked sense of humour, his kindness, his generosity, his ability to be at the same time, somehow, deeply respectful and gloriously irreverent. I think we can say with confidence that his was a life well lived.
Yes.
Amen to that.
Yes.
Amen to that, Will.
We've chosen, since we've just been talking about this Sunday being the last Allegro Non Troppo, and boy does it feel strange to say that, we've chosen just two moments which showed a particularly compassionate side of Adam. As everyone knows, he was known for his acerbic, acidic wit. But these two moments show you the fine broadcaster that he is. The first part of it, shows you the broadcaster. The second part also enlightens us on his other life as a primary school teacher and his delight when he saw his students in a musical. Oh, you've got it round the other way round. Okay, so we're going to find out about the primary teacher first, and then the second one is one of the most remarkable pieces of radio I've ever heard. It was called Kathy's Story. You're on Joy 94.9.
These community theatre groups are very good for social cohesion. They give kids something to do. It gives them a chance for a career, but it's also a lot of fun. And the thing I get out of it the most is not the money. The money is pitiful, although I get, you know, reasonable professional fee. It's when the shows are on, and I generally play the music as well. Yeah. So I'm on in the wings. I don't like to go down the front. I like to play from the wings so I can watch across the stage.
Yeah.
The look on the kids' face when they're taking the bows is just worth everything.
It's gold.
It's gold. It's just great.
Tell us about your children or what you feel like telling us about them and how they handled it. And do they know?
Oh, yes, they know.
Okay. Kathy, what happened?
Well, it's probably you need to put it in two stages. They found out about the cross-dressing, and our son was 17, which was not a good age, and our daughter was 3 years younger. Our daughter said, what am I going to tell my friends?
Did you tell them? You went out and told them before they found out from...
They asked.
Did they?
They had got some idea that something was wrong because Mum wasn't going out with Dad on a Saturday night. Dad was going on his own.
Okay.
Of course, he was going to Seahorse. And I needed to be home with the kids for that evening. It was a couple of Saturdays, I think, 1 month, and then the next month that it happened. So they wanted to know what was going on. I think they were worried about divorce.
Did you do both together or one at a time?
I can't remember. Can you?
I wasn't there.
Okay. Tell us about the conversation.
Our son was very angry, very upset about it.
How old was he at this?
He was 17. He wasn't able to accept. He didn't want to know about it. He accepted that it was going to happen, but he didn't want to know about it, didn't want to hear about it, didn't want to see it, didn't want to have anything to do with it. Whereas our daughter was more accepting. So long as she decided she wasn't going to tell her friends, so she was going to keep it secret, after that was fine. She didn't want to go out with Dad dressed.
And how is your son about it now?
Exactly the same. Now that Jane has transitioned, he's still exactly the same. Our daughter is... she's not as accepting now.
Okay.
And that's probably her brother's influence, I think.
How do you two feel about this?
Very upset.
Yes.
Because it's sort of a large part of our life that's sort of, well, I suppose at the moment it's basically come to an end.
Okay.
And because you spend many years bringing up children, educating them, hoping you've put them in down the right path of life, and then all of a sudden they basically disappear from your life.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I hope that it changes. So you don't see them very often then?
I haven't seen either of them since I started my transition.
Oh, goodness. So that's quite a long time, isn't it? Can I just say that I respect and admire the courage that it must take for you to go through the transition, but sometimes there's a price to pay, and it looks as though this has been the price that you have to pay.
Our daughter accepts me, and she's quite happy for me to go around there and for me to be involved, but she won't come out to our place, and that's very hurtful.
Let's hope that this changes. Let's hope that they become more enlightened and they can see past the things they don't like to see the things inside you that they love.
Dancing here in the studio to our theme song. Doug Pollard, good evening.
Good evening. How are you this week?
Fantastic, thank you. And the grumpiest of them all, Adam Stobbs, welcome back to the program.
I'm not grumpy. I'm just right. The interesting thing I just wanted to ask you, Tim, is why did you have... What made you possess you to make the theme music be brass band instruments?
I just wanted something that sort of sounded like grumpy old puss would play.
I adore brass bands. I used to play in brass bands quite a lot. That's how I know Brett Hayhoe, actually. The other thing to look at here is I interviewed some soldiers last year as part of my Anzac Day. I did a four-week special on Anzac Day issues, right, and looking at stuff like that. And I had these soldiers who were gay came into the studio and tell us their experiences in the armed forces in Australia. And they've been out, gay, and quite happily living with the other soldiers. Not an issue. Absolutely not an issue for any of them. They were all completely fine. And look at the police force. Not an issue. So all of these bastards of that used to be homophobia and masculinity and machismo seem to be coming around. So it's good that the AFL's actually probably catching up with the rest of society.
Even hairdressing are starting to embrace homosexuals. It's amazing the change that's happening.
But mind you, I have to do admit with Tony Abbott, I do feel threatened by some homosexuals and very uncomfortable around some of them.
Which I think is miraculous.
And about 4 years overdue.
Yeah, so they don't want to lose.
That's right. So they're just reinventing themselves for our benefit, so we have to pay for them.
Yeah.
You see, I've got this philosophy... though, Doug, with shoes, I always buy expensive shoes, right? Really good shoes and really good socks. I pay $30 for a pair of socks.
Doug,
how
what's
much
he wearing?
Time,
what's he got on?
Yeah, they were $200 and something, those shoes. How much time do you spend on your feet? You see? Don't give me that look.
No, not a lot. I do most of my my research in web surfing lying flat on my back in my recliner with my laptop on my chest. But anyway.
So there are a few things it's worth spending extra money, but you've got to do the research. Buying good shoes is really important. But how do you know? Who can you trust?
Yeah.
Jermyn Street, Loebs.
So what we're going to try and discover is why, what have we got in common? Because I can only find two real things that gay men and lesbians have in common. One is we love or prefer to have sexual experiences with people of the same gender. And the other thing that we have in common is we've faced years of persecution. I can't really find a lot more in common. Is that enough to form this huge gay and lesbian alliance we've been going on for years? Because one of the things that really gets me pissed off big time is any lesbian woman can wear, any woman can wear men's clothes and nobody notices, right? But if I put on my hot pink shirt that my partner bought me from Thailand, I get so many, well, not so much now, but I get all of these comments because it looks a little bit girly because it's pink. I got banned from Grindr.
Well, you shouldn't have put that dick pic up, should you? Don't frighten anybody off.
I didn't. I just had my top button undone and they banned me. I thought, well, fair enough, I don't want to be there. Yes, I know. I love it when straight men say things. Oh, what was that famous quote a few years ago? Cover me in honey and throw me to the lesbians. Straight men say, throw you to the lesbians, I know. Cover you in honey, that's not going to save you. I think she had every right to go out to dinner. She must have been in such a state that day, as I was. And what do? You sit home in a corner and weep. Or do you go out and try and get on with your life, try and get refreshed? Because she would have been so busy, she would have needed a break. Good on her. I think she did the right thing. And I'd like to say to her, thank you for doing that, because she would have been so much better at her job.
And Adam, you got something you want to sort of get started right off the bat as far as feedback from our listeners concerned.
Yeah, if the listener has an opinion, I really want to know what people think about the ads that come on television late at night for erections. Okay, they put ads on and they say, if you're having trouble getting an erection, and then they have various various ways that they sell this image in their services. And I just want to know what people think about them. Do they think they're interesting, tacky? So to disclaim tonight, I'm going to be talking about erections on this show, and I'm also going to be talking about prostitution.
Okay,
so if the listener is at all disturbed by those things, it would perhaps be better to turn over and listen to somebody else. So these erection ads, right? There's a lot of them on TV, and I just wanted to know how people feel about them. Do people find them tasteless, or do they find them engaging and interesting, and would they consume their product?
What do you think?
That's what we'll hear about later. Would you ever consider paying for sex?
That's
anybody?
Oh,
look at that. All getting very quiet now. I've had plenty to say before.
You asked me the wrong question.
Going back to your time when you were in the game.
When I was a prostitute, yes.
Well, I'm trying to be polite.
No, it's quite polite. I'm quite happy with being a prostitute. I don't have a hang up.
20 years ago, you were, what, 30-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who were your clients? What sort of... Could you describe your average client? Or was there an average client?
It was complete mixed. But the way it worked is it was actually my partner who started doing it first, because he met someone who said, you know, I run an escort agency, why don't you start doing it? And I said, go ahead, tell me what it's like. And after the first couple of weeks, he said to me, you know, you should do this. I said, do you think so? And he said, yeah. And it's different for men than women. I mean, women just have to lie on their back and pretend that they're having a good time.
Yeah.
When for males having sex, there is a performance issue. So you need to be able to get to the required state of preparedness to be able to satisfy the client or give them a good time.
Did you use any assistance in that regard?
No, I didn't have a problem. I was very lucky. And I'm not particularly good looking, but there are certain features about who I am and what I can do that made me very appealing to a certain section of men. So I was
very
popular.
Roundabout way of saying he's got a big dick.
Right? Oh, do you mind? Does everything have to come back to size with you homos? What is going on?
Now, we started with penises and prostitutes. I think it's only fitting that we finish with penises and prostitutes. Adam, you have the last word.
No, I'm not going to talk about erections now. There's not enough time. But I just wanted to say that they're one of the most fascinating things when you start researching them on the internet.
Erections.
Erections, yeah. How important are they in our lives? How do you get them? How do you get rid of them? And if you can't get them, where can you get one? And how much does it cost to get one? Erections are an important part of our life. We'll have a nice, long, cosy conversation between the three of us about erections. Wouldn't that be nice, Doug?
Oh, it'd be lovely. Just so long as we don't have to talk about those horrible things where you have to inject your penis to get one.
Well, I think we sort of have to perhaps face the fact that one day may not happen as it has been happening for you for the past 30 or 40 years.
Why are you looking at me?
Well, I'm just saying. It's a horrible thing to contemplate,
right,
but it might happen.
Tim, you don't have to worry. While I'm in this room with you, I am not going to get an erection, okay?
Oh, what a shocking
thing to say. It's truth. I'm a professional person. I'm here mortified. Engaged in a professional activity.
Joy 94.9. It is, of course, the Joy Choose Joy 2010 Radiothon. It's 11:44 a.m. here on Freshly Dug, where we're doing a tribute to the late and great Adam Stobbs. A few people, like myself, have just renewed their membership. Simon from Q, thank you very much. We've got a new member. It's a corporate member, Macanta Consulting. I hope I said that correctly, from Hawthorne. That's a new membership. Alan and Patrick from Murrumbina, a renewal and a donation. Thank you very much, Alan and Patrick. And from our dear friend, Tex McKenzie, who, of course, is a great friend of Joy. He has sent a donation of $100 in memory of Adam Stobbs.
And we've also had literally a flood of SMS messages. I'll just quickly run through a few of them. This is from Jamie Iverson, former head of Pride March Victoria. Adam was a tremendous supporter of the community, doing an enormous amount of work in the background that most people were unaware of. His support of events like Pride March goes way beyond the public face. He was a mentor to me and many others, and he will be sorely missed. Anthony Lawton of our news team here said, would love to pay my sincerest gratitude to Adam Adam. His support and selfless dedication put QNN, the first gay news service, on the national satellite, that's the community radio network, and for encouraging me to love what I do and this station, the soul who will be sorely missed. Rest in peace. David Knox from TV Tonight. Thank you, Adam, for your insight, wit and championing of the community, the personal support, and my nieces whom you taught music miss you already. Thinking of Yoda, and thanks for the tribute, boys. Very sad news. My Sundays will never be the same. The music he played and his love for classical music filled me with joy. Sunday mornings were a little bit of heaven for me. He will be missed. Regards, David from Yarraville. And thanks for your show today. Like many, I'm in disbelief, feeling cheated, as I only knew Adam for a short time. But in true Adam style, he made a very big difference in my life, outlook, opinions and skills in a very short time. My love to Adam's family, to Yoda, Peter Forty, and to Robert Briley. And that's from Sue Wilkinson from Hear Me Roar. And joining us now in the studio, we have our station manager, Danae Gibson. Hello, Danae.
Morning, Doug. Will?
It's been a bit of a shock, has it not?
Yeah,
in fact, a huge one.
Yeah, it's been a very emotional 24 hours. So I've actually written a few notes because I wouldn't normally do that. As you know, I can talk underwater. But I've received messages from the president, the board and the staff of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, recognising Adam's work and how much we will miss him. The Community Broadcasting Foundation, station managers across the country. Adam was a member of at least 70 stations across the country. He trained hundreds of people. He touched everyone he met at the station, at national conferences and across the sector. He had an opinion about everything.
Sometimes more than one.
And cared deeply about the inclusion of all. And I send my sincere condolences to his partner Yoda and all in their family. Armistead Maupin wrote in Michael Tolliver Lives that we have our biological family, the one we're born into, and our logical family, the one we choose. Adam is a member of my logical family, and many will share that. He was a role model, a confidant, a true champion of GLBTI people. And yesterday, if I can get through this, at my train station in Balaclava, which I love, being new to Melbourne and really appreciating Adam's support in the last 7 months, I read a phrase, because we have a notice of the day, and it just read that the purpose of life is to live a life of purpose. And Adam Stobbs lived a life of purpose, and I'd like to dedicate the Radiothon this year to him.
Thank you, Danae. Absolutely. That was beautiful. And I think we all join with you in the feeling and also in the wish to dedicate this Radiothon to Adam.
Yeah, he would want that, I'm sure.
I'm sure he would. He'd love to have his name up in lights one more time.
he will be the centre of our rainbow of joy when that is assembled after Radiothon. And again, to everyone who has signed up or renewed their membership or donated in the last few days, I really appreciate your support. And Adam truly believed in community radio, in joy and the inclusion of all under the rainbow banner, and I really recognise his hard work.
Thanks very much, Danae, for joining us today, taking time out. Obviously, it's a really, really busy time for us here during Radiothon, but it's important to pay our respects to Adam. Will, he was well known for his love of classical music, of course.
Of course.
Which Allegro was built around.
But he also liked cheeky classical music.
Yes, he did. And we thought this particular piece of cheeky classical music, you may know the Cat Duet by Rossini. You may not have heard this version of the Cat Duet by Rossini.
But we thought it was very Stobbsy.
Yes, because it's done by Hinge and Brackett, the well-known British drag queens, the Cat Duet. You're listening to Freshly Dug on Joy 94.9. This half hour we're doing a special tribute to the late, great Adam Stobbs, who passed away very suddenly on Tuesday night. Tons of SMSs coming through. I'll try and get through as many as I can. Jackie Stewart. Adam, you made us laugh. Adam was a longtime friend to the Anti-Violence Project and confidant to me, says Greg Adkins. Endless passion for our community and for communication as a way to achieve lasting change. Love and strength to Yoda and all Adam's Joy family. Peter in Brunswick says, I would like to express my sincere regret at Adam's passing. He was one of Joy's outstanding personalities and we'll all miss him. The interview with Kathy and Jane was just amazing. Thank you for replaying it. Adam was a spectacular interviewer and he'll be sorely missed. Thankfully, we have this lasting legacy. That's from Nick Bassett. Thank you both for today's tribute to Adam, a remarkable man. Condolences to Yoda, Peter, and Adam's family. It seems strange to be talking about the Adams family in this context somehow. I think Adam might actually enjoy that one. God bless and best wishes to Yoda and their family. Thank you for the tribute. That's from Ro. Thanks for giving us a chance to hear that talented individual that Adam was. I barely knew him from Taste of Radio and now he's just gone. Rest in peace, Adam and Matthew. My partner and I were in shock to hear that Adam had passed away. Although we didn't know him personally, we felt we knew a part of him, having listened to his program over many years. That's from Kerry Scott and Warren Lynch in Footscray, and many, many more. But Will Conyers has decided to do a very personal tribute of his own to Adam, and he's going to sing a song for us.
Well, and it comes from a show that Adam hated, but the lyrics are perfect. So okay. I thought that was the right idea.
Now this is Will singing For Good from Wicked.
Unlimited.
Will, thank you very much for that beautiful tribute there to the late, great Adam Stobbs, who left us on Tuesday. I'm sorry I don't have any more time to read out the flood of condolence messages that have come in. I will post them all on the program blog, which is currentaffairs.net.au, later on today. And we will, of course, pass them all on to Yoda. My thanks also today to Richard on reception and all my other guests, author Greg Milan, Daniel Whithouse, Tony Lupton, Parmish Shahani, Christina Antoniades, and Andrew Potts. Podcasts will be available shortly via the Joy website, and details of this and previous shows are, of course, on the show blog, as I mentioned, currentaffairs.net.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.